I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Amen. That's a great honor. I enjoyed Sunday school, enjoyed the songs and the service here today. Thank God for His blessing. I'm glad we got something to sing about. Amen. God has been good to us. He's blessed us and He's helped us. And I just thank God. It's an honor, Preacher Will, and church here, for you to allow us to stand behind this sacred desk and to open up the Word of God. And I appreciate Preacher Will and our daughter, Sister Elizabeth, and grandchild to come. Amen. And I'm already happy. And thank God and my wife and children and all of us. It's good to be here. And it's just good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to know that God is right here with us. And I ask your prayers as we gather around the Word of God. And I thank you. I'd like to just say before we get in the Word of God, thank you for being good to our family. And my wife and I, we pray for y'all often up here as well, even though we're many miles away. And they get to come up a little more often than I do. But we pray for y'all, and we thank God for the work that the Lord is doing. You know, there's a work to be done in all of our communities all around. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And I'll tell you, we're living in a day today where time is at hand. And if we're going to win the loss, if we're going to do that God has called us to do, as the Sunday school teacher told us this morning, we must be busy about the Lord's work. So please, we ask your prayers. We live in the country, out in the country, probably closest to North Myrtle Beach, but out in the country, out in the farmland, and we have a work to do, all of us. No matter where God has planted us, we all got a work to do for God. And to see the lost, to be saved. If you have your Bible, and so many things on a heart, but I know that we've come to gather around the Word of God. If you have your Bible this morning, I ask you to turn with us into the book of Joshua, chapter number 2. The book of Joshua, chapter number 2. You have the Word of God with you, and we want to read through a few verses here in the Word of God. I ask you to follow along with us in the Holy Bible. Joshua chapter 2, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1. Of course, Moses has died now, and Joshua is going to be the one that will soon lead the children of Israel across the Jordan River into the promised land, and by the grace of God. And here, prior to that, in Joshua chapter 2, we've heard about, and this is right on the surface this morning, but it's a great challenge in my life, and I pray this morning as I've studied and asked God to help us that it'll be a challenge in all of our lives as we read. We've all heard this story, this account out of the Word of God since we were little children. But I'm glad that no matter how many times we hear it, we've heard about Rahab the harlot and what God did in her life and how that God used her and changed her and how that God did this miracle. But it's always good just to be reminded this morning. Joshua chapter 2. And we'd like to begin reading in verse 1. And before we read, let's go to God in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the songs of Zion. Thank you for your love and mercy. And Lord, I ask you now, God, that you'll anoint our stammering tongue, the frailness of our flesh. And Lord, I pray the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And Lord, we thank you, God, for this church. We thank you for Preacher Will and Sister Elizabeth. And Lord, for you sending them here and God binding them with this church family. And we thank you for them. And we pray, God, you would always use them and use this church. And Lord, help all of us, God, because we need it. Lord, our hearts is full. Love is a great treasure, God, that comes from you. And I pray, God, this morning, Lord, that you would just help us. And Lord, I pray that all of us would receive a challenge out of the Word of God. And Lord, if there may be one that's unsaved, some here today that do not know you as Lord of their life, that today would be the day they'll be saved. Whatever's accomplished, God, we'll bow and give your name the glory, for we ask it. In Jesus' name we humbly beg, amen and amen. Thank God this morning. Joshua chapter 2 and beginning in verse 1, and Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. And whether the men went, I won't not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. Now notice these next four or five verses. She comes up to them on the roof and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land and that your terror is fallen upon us. Now this is Rahab telling this to these spies. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our heart did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. And listen to this testimony. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. She's right on it. Amen. Hallelujah. He is God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shewed you kindness, that you will also shew kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. May God add His blessing to the reading of His word. In the midst of all of this that is going on, in the midst of Rahab sparing the spies and hiding them and all the things that takes place, she says, I know that your God is the God of heaven and He is the God of earth. And their heart has melted within them. And we know the terror of God. And we know that God has given you this land. As you have come to spy it out, you're going to return and you're going to have this land because God has given it unto you. And then she asked them something in verse number 13. And that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. I'd like to, with God as our helper, to preach from this thought this morning. Will you please save my family? Will you please save my family? You know, this morning that we would not any of us have wasted any of our time. Preacher Will, none of us have wasted any of our effort, any of our gas or time. If we just simply come and gathered this morning and humbled our heart once again and pray for our family. Pray for those that do not know God, that's unsaved and unprepared. And she realized that the judgment of God was coming, the terror of God was coming, that they were going to return and that they were going to possess the land. And so her request, I want to note, I want you to look with me here in the Bible, where God is our helper, just on the surface, to be reminded of some things this morning and give us a greater burden for those that are lost, and especially for our family. Her request was that you will save alive my father, my mother, my brethren, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. My request that I have upon my heart is that I want to see my family to be saved. I want to see those that are lost, that do not have their name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to see them to be saved. That is the request of my heart. And I've thought about it as I've been studying and asking God to help us with it. I wonder how many times in the last 6 months, really doing an inventory of our life. I wonder what all have we been asking God about. I wonder what all have we asked God for. I wonder how many times we've sighed when we've pulled into a gas station or we've went by a sign at a gas station and said, I sure wish gas would be back down to $1.80 a gallon or so. I wonder how many times we've asked about gas, or we've asked about the economy, or we've asked about this or that. And how many times have we pleaded before God and asked God, oh, that above all, that I'd see my family to be saved, that I'd see those that do not know God to be saved. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, that they would know the Lord, that they would have their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the greatest thing in all the world. Amen. It's when you get saved and you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and God reached further down than we could reach up, and He saves our soul. I'll tell you, it doesn't matter how high they've climbed. It doesn't matter how deep they have stooped in the world. There is a God in heaven who loves us, and it's not His will for any to perish, but for all to be saved. Amen. Thank God for salvation. I want to stop right here, and we're going to come right back here. But I can't be up here without reading one of my favorite passages in the Bible. Go with me to the book of Titus. Let me just read this. I tell you, I just thank God for it. This has become one of my favorite passages in the whole Word of God. Go with me to Titus chapter number 3. I just want to testify for just a moment. It's good. I'm glad somebody prayed for me. Amen. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody, it was a request on their soul, was that you would get under conviction and I would get under conviction and that I would get saved and you would get saved. Look here what God's done for us. Titus chapter number 3. Titus chapter number 3. Go down to verse 3. Listen to what the Bible says. Titus 3 verse 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hey, I was right there living that way, acting that way, doing that way. And then God reached down from heaven and I cried out to God and I asked God to save me. And He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Got us a home prepared over on the other side. And if you're here this morning and you're not saved, today could be that glad hour of salvation unto your soul. This is the day to be saved. And if we are saved, I wonder this morning in our hearts and in our life, do we have somebody? Do we have a family member? Do we have a loved one? Do we have somebody? Please save my family. Please save my family. Save alive my father, my mother, my brethren, and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. That was her request. That was what was upon her heart. Now, just putting it in our days, it wasn't the sports score that was on her heart. It wasn't the 10% off at the shopping mall that was on her heart. In our day, I'm talking about applying it to us. It was, I want to see my family to be saved. I just need that to ring my bell just a little bit this morning and challenge me. Sometimes it's easy for us to get caught up in all that's going on in this world. Lord, please save my family. I know y'all gonna come back. I know that the terror of the Lord and the judgment of God. Please save my family. Go to verse number 14, and here is their response. Not only do we see their request, but here is the response of these men. Go to verse number 14, if you will. And the men answered her. He said, okay, that's your request. You want to see your family to be saved. Now here's what we're answering. Here's their response. And the men answered her, our life or yours, if you utter not this, our business. And it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with you. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, was upon the town wall of Jericho, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may you go your way. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Verse 18, behold, when we come into the land, now we've come and spied out the land, and we're going to come back. We've spied out the land, and we're going to come back. Behold, when we come unto the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quiet of thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Verse 21, and she said, according unto your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. Their response was the scarlet line, the scarlet thread. The scarlet line, the scarlet thread. You're to bind it in your window, and we are going to come back. Be all right. Lay this right here. And just us picture this morning in that window, that scarlet thread. They said, when we come back into the land, tie that in the window. But I tell you what, she didn't waste any time. She went ahead and tied it already. Amen. I tell you, the most important thing is to get, when I think about that scarlet thread, I think about, Preacher Will, the scarlet thread throughout the Bible. I think about when Adam and Eve disobeyed and God slayed those animals and wrapped them in them coats of skin. I think about the blood. I think about the scarlet thread. When I think about finally when the death angel courts passed by, unless the blood had been applied. In Exodus chapter 12, there was the death of the firstborn. But where the blood, that lamb had been slain, his blood caught, had been put across the top and down the sides of the doorposts. Everything was all right as long as the blood was applied. When I see the blood, I will pass by. When I see the blood, when I think about that scarlet thread all the way back to the book of Joshua, I think about the blood of Jesus Christ. And what that she said, what those spies said unto her is, we're going to go away, but we are going to come back. Now, I do not know how long it was from when they spied out the land to where they come back. Bible, it'd be good for somebody that maybe could piece that together. It's just a little bit past me. But anyway, however long that it was, finally, they are going to return and they're going to come back. You have this scarlet line tied in your window. She didn't wait for them to come back before she tied it. She went right there and went ahead and tied it. Amen. She got that scarlet lid, that scarlet thread tied in the window. And they told her, and this is what they said. Verse 18, but when thou come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet in the window. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto you. Now we're going to be gone a while, but we're coming back. And we've made you this promise. It's all tied to this scarlet thread. But you got to get your family behind this scarlet line and in this house. Now we're going to be gone a while, and your request is for us to save your family. And now here's our response. Here's the answer. Here's the picture. The scarlet thread. You tie it in your window. But while we're gone, till we come back, it's your responsibility to get your family into the house. You've got to get your father and your mother and your brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. It's our responsibility. We have a call of God upon our life. For us to pray and serve and work and labor. For us to see our families to be saved and God's conviction to come upon them and the wooing and drawing of God for God to save their soul. It's not His will for any to perish, but for all to be saved. But I'm speaking to me. This is for me, for no one else. Sometimes if we're not careful, we don't set out to get our priorities out of line, but they get out of line. And if we're not careful, we'll focus more on hunting and golfing and buying and selling and all of that in its place is all right. And we'll get priorities out of line of really witnessing and praying and seeking God and witnessing to get our families in the house. They didn't know this. And about anywhere I'm at, I things just come to my mind. But last night, of course, we was all together. And, of course, you know, we had to look at baby clothes. But I was thinking about what God was laying upon our heart and just walking through there. And I about it. I've saw this happen before. Church be going good. You sort of have a spirit of revival and God's a blessing. And they'll say, well, a fight's broke out in the nursery. I'm going to say, what in the world over? Who said what? Well, and I thought about it and I saw,
And I saw Preacher Will them dresses and all that, and said, well, little so-and-so, she came to church on Easter, and she had my little girl's dress on, and that's my little girl's dress, and we have a fight, and people get out of sorts because two little babies come to the same service with the same little dress on. You know what we ought to say? It's thank God we got the babies. Amen. Let them wear whatever they will. And thank God. Thank God. I've had people in services that get out of kilter. Somebody comes up and sings a song. They come up and sing a song, and then something breaks out, and they say, what in the world are you up the mully grub tree about? What's got you so upset? And they'll say, that's my song. They know that's my song, and that's my song, and I sang it, and they sang it, and they know it's my, and none of us wrote it, amen. And if I wrote it, I ought to be glad anybody will sing it, hallelujah, amen. But it happens. I'm telling you, hey, the teacher was teaching about our words. You know, for most of us, what's going to get us sidetracked and what is going to get us hindered and what's going to get us tied down is going to come from our words. I'm not speaking as a Pharisee tonight, this morning, but for most of us, we're not going to a nightclub tonight. I mean, we're not going to get drunk today. We're not, hey, but sometimes it's our words, amen. Sometimes it's the things that we say with one another and around that hinder us and robs the church of having revival and the blessing of God and seeing souls saved and God a blessing. And all of us, the thing is, we want to see our families get behind the blood and washed in the blood and their name recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And all of us know things is higher than they've ever been. But the truth is, there's something more important than how high a gallon of gas is. There's something more important than the tripling of the price of a can of pork and beans that ought to have our attention and ought to have our heart. I live literally out in the country. You come up on us out of nowhere and you're basically in nowhere's land. I have a big long country road and there's only 14 houses on the road I live on. And when I moved there many years ago, I said, God, I want to see my neighbors. Because I never lived around anywhere where anybody knew one another. I'd never lived right in the dead of the country before. And but there's just 14 houses on that long road that I live on. And I've witnessed to them. And I have saw one or two of them to be saved in those families. But I tell you what, I've saw the hearse turn on our road a many a times. I've laid a many of them to rest. And, you know, I've asked myself, Brother Mac, ask myself, Preacher Will, ask myself, church, is that on my heart of seeing those that are lost that do not know God to be saved? Don't you? Go with me to the book of Hebrews. I tell you, if we'll stay in the Bible, everything will be all right. Amen. Go with me in the book of Hebrews. Go with me to Hebrews chapter number 11. Listen to what the Bible says, because just for us to be reminded, a couple places here in Hebrews I'd like for us to read. Go to Hebrews chapter number 11. Go with me to Hebrews chapter number 11. Go down to verse number 30. Because this is how Rahab gets right with God. And she ends up in the hall of remembrance. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 30. Hebrews 11 verse 30. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they was compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with me. By faith. By faith. That's how Rahab gets right with God, and that's how anybody else is going to get right with God. It's by faith in the Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's the gift of God and not of works, lest any man should boast. Hey, I want to tell you this morning, our loved ones, hey, God is abundantly able to save them. If you're here this morning, you're unsaved, God's abundantly able to save us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, but at the name of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And He came into His own, and His own received Him not, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon His name. For there is none righteous, no, not one, left sin and come short of the glory of God. The way sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In Romans 10 and verse 13, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We need to be reminded that Rahab was saved by her faith. By her faith, she believed. And by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's the gift of God and not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sin away. Hallelujah, the greatest day in all the world. Hey, when we see that scarlet thread, we think about the blood of Jesus. Now, we in Hebrews chapter 11, I want to ask you to go back with me to chapter 9 of the same book. Go back with me to Hebrews chapter 9 right here. I want to read that. I'll tell you. Hebrews chapter 9, go to verse 11. When we start thinking about the scarlet thread, when we start thinking about the blood of Jesus, it ought to get me right back in line to where I ought to be concerned about the lost. Will you save my family, she said. Save my family. Save my mama. Save my daddy. Save my brethren. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. But Christ, being come in high priest, of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered into once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats is in the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh. Listen to verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. When we think about that scarlet thread and we think about the blood that Jesus shed and what God's darling Son did for us, Preacher Will, what I ought to be saying is I want to see my family and all of those that do not know God. Lord, I want to see them to be saved. They said, we're going away, but we're coming back. Now you got this time to get your family behind the scarlet thread and in the house. Her request was, I want to see my family saved. Their response was, it's going to be about this scarlet thread and getting them in the house. Now let's look at her reward. Now the time come. Don't know how long it was between when they spied out the land to when they came back. But go with me to chapter number 6. Let's see what she did in that time that was allotted to her. Go with me to Joshua chapter number 6 and go down to verse 20. Of course, we know they marched around the walls of Jericho, and then the last day they marched around 7 times. And go down to verse number 20 of Joshua 6. So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets, and it came to pass When the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and ass with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that espied out the country, go into the harlot's house, bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. Did she get them behind the scarlet thread and in her house? They go in there to look now and see. Verse 23. And the young men that were spies went in and they brought out Rahab. Hallelujah. Thank God she got her father in there. And her father in. And her mother that she loved, she got her mama in there. And her brethren. And all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred. And they left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron. They put in the treasure of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot and her father's household and all that she hath. All that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers with Joshua the sent to spy out Jericho. Hallelujah. Hey, she got her mama in the house. She got her daddy in the house. She got her brothers and sisters in the house. And they returned just like they said they was going to do. And hey, the Lord is going to return and time is running out. Say not we're going to do this or that. We got right now what is our life. It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then it vanisheth away. But thank God she got a reward, a blessing, because her family, hey, her family, she got them behind the scarlet thread and she got them in the house. And when they come to destroy the land and the walls fell down, and they sent them in to say, go see who's in there. And Rahab was in there and her family was in there. And they were all brought out safe. You know why? Because God keeps His word. And God always keeps His word. And if we'll do what God's told us to do, God will keep His word. And she was greatly rewarded. Okay. That's the great treasure, is seeing our family. Will you save my family? Please save my family. Okay. But you got a part in it now. We're going to be gone a while, but we're coming back. And you got to see them get behind the blood. We got to tell them about Jesus. We got to be centered on Jesus and the salvation of mankind. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go away to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. This is for me this morning. I don't know anybody's heart but my own. But I tell you, times are running out. Time's at hand. We need to take the counsel from Rahab that them spies gave. We're going to be back. And you got to get them behind the scarlet thread. Got to get them behind the blood. Tell them, witness, pray.
love on them. Show them the love of God. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed in the house of the Lord. As we all stand in God's house this morning, I'm going to turn back to preacher. As you and the Lord would see fit, I would love to pray this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, this morning.